This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Kabul have raised the death toll from Saturday's explosions outside a girls' school to more than 60, while the leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency on Sunday praised the ongoing withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from the country. The Taliban chief called the withdrawal of foreign forces a good step and urged that all parts of the 2020 peace agreement be implemented. The Taliban chief was referring to the February 2020 landmark peace-building pact the United States negotiated with the insurgents in Qatar's capital, Doha, to pull all U.S. and coalition troops from Afghanistan to end the war, which is now in its 20th year. The foreign military drawdown was supposed to be concluded by May the 1st in line with the deal, but U.S. President Joe Biden missed that deadline, citing logistical reasons, and announcing last month that all U.S. troops would be out by September 11th. That would be the 20th anniversary of the terrorist strikes against the United States. The Taliban had denounced that delay and threatened to break their ceasefire with international forces that has been in place since the signing of the deal. Washington says the insurgent group has not lived up to its commitment to reduce violence. The Taliban has intensified battlefield attacks since the foreign troop withdrawal began, inflicting heavy casualties on Afghan government forces and capturing new territory. China's space agency says a core segment of its biggest rocket re-entered Earth's atmosphere above the Maldives and most of it burned up early on Sunday morning. China's official Xinhua news agency reported that that took place at 7:24 p.m. local time Saturday. It said the majority of items were burned beyond recognition. VOA News. A fire broke out Sunday on an oil tanker off northwest Syria's Banyas refinery due to technical failure in one of its engines. That's according to state media. The Sana news agency said the tanker's crew immediately put out the fire before causing any damage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an explosion caused the blaze. It is the same Iranian vessel that caught fire in an April 24th attack that killed three Syrians. According to the head of the organization, Banyas oil refinery is located in the regime-controlled coastal province of Tartus. Israel's justice ministry said it would delay a key Monday hearing in a case that could see Palestinian families evicted from their Jerusalem homes to make way for Jewish settlers. It said in a statement Sunday it would schedule a new hearing within 30 days. Dozens of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers have been wounded in clashes in recent days in East Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. That's the scene of a long-running land dispute and located a short walk from Flashpoint holy sites. Early Sunday, the Israeli military said Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket at the country's south. This after police clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem during the holiest night of Ramadan. Chad's military claimed victory Sunday in its weeks-long battle with northern rebels that led to the death of President Idriss Deby on the battlefield. The rebel group Front for Change and Concord in Chad, or FACT, did not respond to a request for comment. The transitional military authorities have previously said they defeated the rebels, only for the fighting to continue. The leader of the Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, has vowed to start the push for a second referendum on Scottish independence. Her announcement came as her party made major gains in elections this weekend for Scotland's devolved parliament. The Scottish National Party fell short of an overall majority by one seat. In her statement, Sturgeon told Britain's ruling Conservatives not to pick a fight with the Scots and not to obstruct an independence referendum that she aims to hold before the end of 2023. The only people who can decide the future of Scotland, she added, are the Scottish people, and no Westminster politician can or should stand in the way of that. A key White House official said Sunday that the United States is turning the corner in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Jeffrey Zients, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, told CNN that the United States has enough vaccine for all Americans, yet the number of new daily vaccinations has dropped 40% in comparison to last month's peak. Marissa Melton, VOA News.